Last December, Ferris senior Didi Duran took a softball to the forehead.
I didn't think she was going to hit it as hard as she did.
So, like anyone playing third base, she crept up to be ready for small ball.
I guess I got a little bit too close and it hit me in the head.
An ambulance rushed Didi to a hospital. She didn't remember much, but had a knot on her forehead that showed the seams of the ball that hit her. Her mom, Lisa, says for months, Didi had trouble making her way down the stairs.
She fell a couple of times, you know, just from being dizzy, but the school had to, you know, watch her, and we watched her, but yeah, she was down for 3 months with a concussion.
In today's Ferris-Salina game, the Ferris pitcher and girl on third are both wearing a face guard. It looks like a stripped-down catcher's mask.
I wear it every time I go on the field, just because you never know what could happen.
Leah Yarborough has been pitching since she was 9.
The face masks actually aren't that bad. And people say that it distracts you and it's just going to block your vision and stuff. But the one that I have is like from over your eyes, it has nothing there. It's just a bar over your cheekbone. And so it's really nothing that distracts you.
Every year, more than 2 million girls between 12 and 18 play fast-pitch softball. Like any sport, there are standard injuries, pulled muscles, ankle sprains. Then there's what happens when a ball going 50 miles an hour hits an eye, ear, or nose. Nearly 20% of all softball injuries last school year were to the head or face. That's why Ferris coach Jock Yusei encourages all his infielders to wear a face mask.
When you play like a team like we're fixing to play that hits the ball really hard, they're getting line drives hit at them and their reaction time is not, you know, quite what it needs to be and be dangerous.
Since 2006, high school players have been required to wear a batting helmet with a face mask, but there are no state or national rules for infielders. That means some girls won't put them on, including Didi Duran, the player who was out for months after a ball slammed into her forehead.
I just don't like it. It gets in my way, and it looks pretty stupid if you ask me.
Besides, she says from the dugout,
the way I play is I'm going to go harder, I'm going to go home, and if I get hit in the face, then, you know, I'm meant to get hit in the face.
Now, if Didi played third in Richardson ISD, some 30 miles away, a face mask would be mandatory.
We've been doing that for a long time, and as it's evolved, one of our teams requires, the coach requires that every infielder wear a mask.
That's Richardson Athletic Director Bob Duby.
We take that decision out of their hands to where they're not scrutinized as looking goofy or looking not tough. You know, we eliminate that problem so that the girl doesn't have to make a decision. It's made for her.
Before the rule, Richardson players had suffered broken noses. One girl even had an ear partially torn off. Duby says since the face mask rule, his district hasn't had a significant head injury. Texas follows rules set by the National Federation of State High School Associations, which won't require masks for at least the next school year.
I run the National High School Sports-Related Injury Surveillance Study.
For nearly a decade, Dr. Don Comstock of the University of Colorado, Denver, has gathered data on injuries for 24 high school sports. If you want to know how many girls got a concussion playing softball last year, close to 8,000, she can tell you.
Pitchers and third basemen particularly do sustain head injuries, including concussions, but others as well. Broken noses, you know, knocked out teeth, lacerations. A helmet with a full face shield would prevent the vast majority of those injuries. Now, do they sustain those injuries at a high enough rate to justify making that a mandated piece of protective equipment? Not for me to decide.
None of the North Texas teams left in the state playoffs require face masks. So for the title game in 2 weeks, at least, strapping on a face mask will remain a personal decision. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.